Task number four in the meaning-centered coaching model is ethics. We are tasked as coaches to have, embody and practice ethics. This refers specifically to what our responsibilities are, both to our clients, to ourselves, and to our community, what our best practices and engagement with supervision. So, looking at the first one, responsibility. We have a responsibility to keep ourselves within a conscious ethical environment. These ethics are there to provide frameworks for us to understand how to deal with situations that seemingly are paradoxical or problematic or have some kind of risk inside them that needs to be thought about and managed. We need to have a set of ethics that allow us to develop and give as much responsibility as we can to our clients' process. In addition, we need to give responsibility to our own process as coaches so that we can develop as deep a possible sense of purpose and efficacy as practicing coaches within the principles of ethics, i.e. that we do not harm ourselves, that we do not harm others, that we do not unconsciously cause harm to communities, to our clients and to ourselves. These kinds of issues are very important. We are tasked specifically in this task with thinking about, engaging with, and managing that. Best practice also points us towards the responsibility that we have to always be reaching for our own higher standard of practice. The idea that we may say, well, there's always a learning edge, there's always a horizon for us, and we are always looking to see what is there that we perhaps didn't know about before, or that we can bring into our coaching practice, or what is there that, you know, we could use in different ways. What are some of the ways that we can learn from our peers, from other coaches, other wonderful people out there who have all sorts of great ideas and creative approaches to this kind of work with people. So really wanting to engage with best practice. And then supervision. Supervision is really about stepping into the coach-client role and saying, how can I receive the benefit and gift of working with a coach so that I can get a greater illumination of myself, my work as a coach, what it is that is at the center of my work in my life. What is my meaning or set of meanings? What am I moved to do from my meaning as a coach? And what am I knowing about myself? What am I learning about myself? And where do I put that? Where do I integrate that? So it's about engaging with the model from the other side, with someone who is able to help us reveal more of ourselves to ourselves. So this is the task of the number four, the ethics. Very, very important. It also allows us to create ways of being in relationship with organizations where we can align our ethical practice or not, as the case may be. Sometimes they don't fit. But we want to be seeing this as a primary, foundational, ongoing task of the MCC coaching approach.